Never know. Okay, so we're starting a brand new sugya. So we're starting Cheskes HaBatim. And my Melzer doesn't like my Agadot anymore. Okay. I happen to like learning Agadot and Gemara B'Iyun, but okay. Anyway, that's very interesting. Especially it depends which Agadot it is, but some Agadot are very interesting. But okay. So the Mishnah says that a standard chazaka is 3 years, right? I don't want to go through the Mishnah because it's tedious and we'll get stuck on the tediousness. And we only want to do lambdas. We don't want to do tedious things. Okay. That's what the Mishnah says. So the cheskes batim of a standard batim and kramim, abiris, shichim, et cetera, is 3 years and every day. Okay. Says in Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shemati mehochi usha." Now I don't know my history. Right? The Gemara says later, the Rabbeinu Gershon brings that this is Rabbi Yishmael. So I don't know if Rabbi Yochanan could have heard from Rabbi Yishmael. I don't know if that sounds I don't know, it doesn't sound right. I don't really know for sure. It doesn't sound right, but it means somehow he heard in Rabbi Shmuel's, you know, I don't know if anyone is a bucket here in history, but
Yishmael was a contemporary of Rabbi
right, that's
Akiva.
why.
Okay. And that's two generations before Rebbe, right?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how many, but it doesn't sound right. That's what I didn't think. Okay. So it doesn't sound like what he's just saying. It is possible. Two generations, he could have
No,
theoretically
before Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan is following Rebbe.
it could have been a Talmud or so. The three generations,
Or
theoretically,
yeah.
could have been he was a boy. Okay, that is possible then. He could have been a young boy. Okay, so Shemati Me'ocha Usha. The back chain gets you who Gimushanim. Right, but even without the shehi gimushan, but without the change, it probably means the same thing. Minayin chazaka gimushanim. So how we know chazaka is gimushanim? There is a mishramuin. We learn a lot of shramuin. Ma shramuin, kivin shenaga gimu negiches, nafsek vei mecheskes tam become mecheskes muin. Okay, now the Rishus Lakeach. Oh. So this is a plea of the Gemara, as the way we have by Tam. When you gore three dimes, you go out from the Cheskas Tam, and you become a Cheskas Mu'ud. So the by Tam. So they said, therefore, here also, if you eat three times, you go from a shus meicher to a shus lekeach. Right? So why don't we say, why don't they eat? Why don't you say, if you walk around the fields three times, it goes from a shus lekeach to a shus meicher. If you sing three songs, I don't know, if you stand on your head three times. Right? So, Parashat is there has to be some logic here. Right? In other words, it's not just time you did three things. You jumped, stood on your head three times. It's not like, so the Parashat is that by an animal, the three times, the famous Chakira in Bava Kamma. Is it a siman or a seba? Right? That's the famous chakira. But Parshat Pshat, it's a siman. That it's not lam mistava, there should be three flutes. So if it happens three times, since you can't have three flutes, so we assume it could be two or flutes, but for sure, one of the for sure you don't have three flutes. And therefore the animal must be it's a siman that the animal is a mu'ud. If it's a seba, it means that it's like we say, "Mashiv ruach like Hashem." When you say it, when it happens three times, you get into the habit. Now it's habit forming. Okay, so what in the world does that have to do with a field? Since you ate on the field three times, so what does that show?
Right? Dash of a ruach, we got to say for 30 days in order before we.
Okay, but it's somehow certain 3 months, so it's a month is at one time. I don't know. But I don't know, but what here? You say on the fields. So the thing on the field, so what? So I was there three times. So that one time, we don't want to say it's a fluke. Two times is not a fluke. Three times.
Changes the chazaka, changes the nature of the animal.
Why should it change the nature of the animal?
So to hear changes the nature of the field.
But there's
that's a siba, the siba pshat.
But there's a logic why it changes the nature of the animal. So I say, so why don't you say singing the tikva three times changes the nature of the field? I don't know. You know, there's no, just because you did something three times, it changes. We learn out from Shura Mu'ud that if you do anything three times, it changes whatever you want. Like what kind of, I make
no, it. You need Echanami, you need three times that's going to
okay, we cut you off. You got cut off.
Right, Meltzer, we can't hear you.
His computer's not working that well.
Yeah.
Right, I'll leave him go.
Okay, so I don't.
Why are we assuming that it's that we're learning the what? Maybe we're just applying the three of whatever we're using as the barometer to determine whether or not you'll get a chazaka. But the what is an entirely separate question. Like what we're applying the three to.
I don't understand. By Nezikin, I mean, it depends. By there you said a simon or a siva. You have to decide which way you want to learn. But there's a reason why three times. If it's a siva, so that means three times changes your personality. It's a logical svara. If it's a simon, then because three times is not a fluke.
Right, so by chazaka too, whatever we're going to be, whatever we're using to as the thing to determine a chazaka, we're just going to say that you need three of it, whether it's a simon or a siba. But why? I mean, at least why is it so pashut that we're learning from Shur Mu'ud the what too?
Let's not learn siba. Siba sounds too hard. Say simon.
You learn simon, so maybe the fact that the guy wasn't mocha. After one time, it could be it was a fluke. After 2 years, it's a fluke. After 3 years, we say it's not a fluke that it didn't make a macha.
In other words, you say human nature should be that a person should be macha every year. Not like the Gemara later seems to say it takes 3 years for you macha. No, the guy should be macha every year. Or either the Gemara later seems to say that 3 years or one day. But we say no, the Gemara here is assuming that human nature is that a guy should be meicha after 1 year. But it could be a fluke, just because, you know, so you have a raya. So one raya, in other words, just like the fact that an animal gored one time, Pashas shows that he's a gored. But you say, no, one time could be a fluke.
Rabbi, the Gemara's not talking
about... second raya that he's a gored. We say, no, two times could be a fluke.
Why is Rebbe saying that?
Rebbe, the Gemara is not mashma. It's talking about raya at this point. The Gemara is mashma that it's a transfer. We're talking about chazaka.
No.
Nobody talking about and losing shtaras at this point.
Okay,
the Gemara says blur.
I don't know.
It goes because the Gemara says it goes from the status of the moicher. But the moicher, if he sold it, it goes originally. We're not talking about it. Wouldn't be going then. The Gemara says it goes from the moicher. Right to the keach. That's not when it goes. It goes whenever the transaction is. It's mashma. That's we're talking about the Kenyan chazaka here at this point.
Okay, I hear, but again, let's think about it. You know, I'd sooner be deichik the lashon than deichik the svara. So,
why is Rabbi saying it that way? That after 1 year, the pashtus is that it should be but a fluke. Where Rabbi's saying is, it sounds a little funny to me.
We're trying to make it similar.
No, why? Why does the Rebbe? No,
to Gimel,
why don't we just say Why don't we just say in both cases it's not a raya one because it's a fluke? It's not a raya two. Like, I don't know, just the Lashon Rebbe said, like, pashtus, you should be meicher. No, who said? Only three times of not doing it. Well, I just didn't chop the Lashon Rebbe saying pashtus, it is a raya, but then it's not a raya. What's
an... that's the way they say it there. That the each time is a raya, except that there's a possibility of there's two choices. Either this is your personality, or it was just if not your personality, so why'd you do it? Terrence says it's a fluke. That's what if it's not your if the animal's not a nakman, so why did he gore?
It's a fluke.
I'm saying so. So either we see it happened one time. We say either.
In other words, tame animals once in a while do something ferocious. Nice people once in a while get aggressive. You know, whatever. Like.
Okay, I don't know. You say that.
Could you say it's a
simple? Very possible. It's one time is not a. It's not a raya at all.
I just didn't have why, like, what the heck? That's like
going a whole year watching somebody squat in your house and not saying anything doesn't seem very fluky. There's something, no?
Okay.
It's like logical. You think most people,
one month
over the course of a year, would say something.
No, we're saying that it's a fluke. You have to say that the normal behavior would not be that. You're just saying, but it's normal to be fluky.
Okay. No, once in a while.
I don't think that's so. Okay, I don't know. I can't argue with you.
Could you say?
We have to say that it's three indications. So that means that the pashta, that means that the normal, in other words, that this would be the normal interpretation.
Damn
it. Okay, so.
Could you say, Steve, that the guy, that the Mari Kama, when he sees the guy on his field 1 year, does not bother the guy 1 year. If I'm the Mari Kama and I see a guy in my field 3 years, now I see that the guy's trying to take control of the field. It's like he's developing. If a guy came in my field for 1 year, the guy's going to leave. He's not taking. But if a guy's 3 years, he's getting himself comfortable over there. And if the 3 years, he's going to stick around over there. So the Siba's on that guy. So therefore, I should have made a Macha.
You see, you're saying that it's because, you know, I should have made a Macha because.
Guys, here 3 years.
I don't know how that's by the animal, because the animal has a behavior three times, it becomes part of his personality.
His personality now is to stick around in my field. He's getting very comfortable there. One time, he needs a place, no one's bothering him. But if a guy's here three times, the guy's planning on sticking around over there.
Okay, but it's a little bit like it's missing a step. You know, it shows the personality of the squatter. Right. And then you have to jump another step. And Memeda,
right.
I should have protested. You know, that's okay, maybe. Okay, so the Parshat Shot, we'll have to see Tysis, but Parshat Shot is that it makes sense. I think the easiest shot is Simon, but okay. But maybe we'll say Yerkirchu. That just like by Cheskes Gimel Shana and by the animal, it shows us the animal's personality, because we don't assume three times unless it, you know, it wouldn't have happened three times unless it's its personality. So here also, this guy is on your field three times, or if you kept quiet. You kept quiet three times and you didn't protest. So it shows that's not a fluke. It just shows it's not yours. Three flukes. Now there's the side of saying it the easiest way. Three flukes, don't we? We see Bechazka's Gimushan and we don't assume three flukes. So therefore, the animal didn't gore three times. It must be that's his personality. So if the guy didn't protest three times, it must be that he sold it. It's not his. Otherwise, you're saying it's three flukes. Okay, what about the Lashon? You're telling me the Lashon is not so much, but the Shmuel insists that see, the Gemara says, Kimish and Oga Gimel Negiches, Nopak Le Mecheskes Tam, Become Le Mecheskes Muim. Hokinami, Kidoko Shlashonim, Okay, so we'll see in Taisis. But I, if it was only up to the Miyal Soloshin, I would just say that the Gemara is being Mekatzer, and it's not getting into the Lomnis. But okay, let's just continue in the Gemara. But he's right that the Loshin where is
Mashmah, maybe not, like that. It's not time, but the Achilos. The Gemara later on says it talks about Achilos, seasons.
Yeah.
That you're eating the fruits of three different seasons. It's not time. It's three times.
Okay, but what does that do?
Three seasons.
Why does that make it my field?
It's the same idea. It's three negichos. It's a simon.
Oh, then why? Because he should have protested three times. He didn't protest.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay, but I do. Well, I happen to agree with you. The Lashon is not perfect, but I at this point I wouldn't be so concerned. But okay, let's keep on reading because Taiva is going to discuss this. So the Mara says, "Ima Shara Muad Ad Gichar Vias Lomachayim." Hakinami Ad Shana Vias Lomachayim. What should say? So the Mara says that what? That by Shura Mu'ed, you're not chayiv to the fourth time. So therefore, here also, it shouldn't become reshusei till the fourth time. It's a very strange question.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Hachi Hasha, Hosam Michinoga Shlosh Negichas Havi Mu'ed. You become a Mu'ed after three times. The Ida get on Naga Mayan Shadim. But now, in order to pay Nezik Shadim, you have to be a Mu'ed who is Naga. But you became the Mu'ed after three times. Oka, Kimin the Oka Tlashani, Kaimelade Rishu. So we don't know what the Kash is. A Havamina seems very, very strange. The answer seems obvious. You became a Mu'ed after three times. But you're only chayiv to pay after a mu'ed does hezek. So
it works out very good. If it works out very good, if you learn that the Gemara is discussing a kinyan called cheskas shalashanim, the Gemara is asking, where is this kinyan from? And the Gemara says, oh, we know this kinyan from Shar. Said very good. It has to be the fourth time. If that's where the kinyan is. It's not rayas. It's not anything. The Gemara is saying if the only way I know kinyan of Cheska Shalashanim is from Shor, it has to be exactly like Shor, whatever that means, it means.
Okay, I don't know. Let me wait till I agree to Isis. Maybe you're saying what Isis says. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, again, the Gemara says it's not true. And in the Ata, Chazaka, Shemotain, Avi Chazaka. Halama, Tanak, Kotha, Shemotain, and Chazaka. So this is also very strange. What's the in the world will be a havamina that a chazaka sheni motaina should be good? It says time of my that mina dilma kederahashta tidamar hashi yiratona anan nitenay. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So okay, that I think they type is also asked. But so we'll have to see in Taisis. In other words, yeah, okay, we'll see in Taina.
It's only a problem, right, because the way we're learning that we're throwing in Taina at this point by Hochul Yusha, right? If you don't throw in Taina by Hochul Yusha, then Gemara's Kash is very good then, right?
Well, now the Gemara, I mean, we're saying that it's some kind of Raya. Right? If we're learning by Cheska's Gemosha, by Short Tom, it's a Raya. So if there's no Taina, it has to be a riot to something.
Right.
But if there's no Taina, there's nothing to be a riot to. You know, I have a proof, but you have a proof to nothing because you admit that what you're proving is not true. I have a proof that the field is mine, but I admit the field is not mine.
So we never had a mahalach without what Rafi was saying, the idea with a Taina. I'm just saying without that mahalach, then.
Okay, well, we'll see. Type is asked Akasha. That was the Okay, so let's see Rashi. Behoke Usha, she goes to Sanhedrin Usha. Can I read in the Rosh Hashanah? Esther Godius goes to Sanhedrin, the Avna, the Usha, the Usha, etc. So the Sanhedrin was goes to the Usha. Okay, so Parshat Shad, there's absolutely no reason to bring this in here. It's just coincidental. For some reason, Rabbi Yochanan decided to describe the Sanhedrin as Hochei Usha because they went to Usha. And Rashi is explaining why they're called Hochei Usha, because they went to Usha. Maybe they were in Usha in Rabbi Yochanan's time. I don't know.
While they were going, Hochei Usha, while they were going, be heard for your
Kosa, Sanhedrin, Usha. So they're called Hochei Usha. But I suspect somebody must say why they make this point here. When it's why, there's this Gemara is a little strange. Why the Gemara, why did Rav Yochanan felt it was important to point out that they were in Usha? Could have said Shemati, you know, why is he Hochei Usha?
Did Rebbe skip the Rashi's on the mission for a reason? I'm sorry, did I miss that?
Yes.
Okay.
I did, yes. I skipped the Rashi's on the reason for mission. Because I said that it's all technical, not all technical, but it's a different sugya. Rabbi Meltzer wanted me to get into alumnus. The Rashi's on the mission are all technical as far as I saw.
The first Rashi on the Mishnah on the fourth line discusses that literally what's pshat and how it works. I'm saying that sounds more like lumdus. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. I don't see him saying how it works.
He says if somebody loses the shtar, he says mamish Rafi's. That's the whole thing. Right, the first Rashi and the fourth one.
That doesn't sound like what Hulk Usha is saying. That might be what the
I understand.
I doesn't say what the reason is. Rashi doesn't say why the Chazaka helps. Right, this could fit into anything. If it can't fit into anyone, it's just talking the din that if you don't have a star and you have a Chazaka, you win with your Chazaka.
Okay, so the Chazaka is a raya.
Who says Chazaka is a raya there in Rashi?
Because if you went and lost your star, right? No, that's what you're saying.
I don't know.
Chazaka is going to help you.
He doesn't say how it helps you. It's just totally ambiguous. It says Chazaka helps you. I mean, the Mishnah says Chazaka helps you. I knew that without Rashi. Question is hard. We had two pshatim on the floor. I was saying it's a raya, and the Shmuel was saying it's not some raya, it's some din. It transfers the bialis, right? So someone was saying that. So that either one can fit into Rashi.
Chazaka Moelis. The fact that it goes miyoyim liyoyim. So he says Chazaka Yosha miyoyim liyoyim im hechzen go shalosh shana, meaning every single day. It's not just 3 years. It's a thousand.
Right. You have to be there
days.
3 full years.
Right. Meaning every single day it sits there. It's another proof. It's another proof.
No, it's not proof. Necessary. No, I don't think he's saying. He doesn't say anything about proof. I don't know. No one said that every day is a proof. We're only saying.
He doesn't need to bring a star, which a star would be a proof. So he doesn't need to bring a star because a star would be a proof, and this is instead a proof.
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't say. He doesn't need a star because he doesn't need a proof. Because since the Cheskes Gimel Shadim transforms the din, so you don't need a proof.
He doesn't even have to say Machatali.
I mean, according to the Gemara's Kasha, but Typhus gives an answer for that.
Okay, but I'm saying, but Rashi seems to be, you know, it doesn't sound like Rashi is going to fit into every step of this.
Why not? Because Gizel Mechartali
Right, and definitely we're going to have steps over here that we will assume that it has nothing to do with Mechartali. We'll have to do...
Okay, but Rashi going with the Maskana, you have to say Mechartali. That's not such a kasha.
Okay, so
okay, but it's okay, not so, like... So, but the Gemara at Parshat Pshat was not changing the whole lumdus between the that's those two steps. That's just modification of, you know, it's not a changing what Rav Yochanan is saying. It's not like they first thought Rav Yochanan was saying one lumdus, and they switch it to a different lumdus. I don't think so. Anyway, I don't see it. That's why I think I did a good job skipping Rashi. So let's go back to this Rashi. So I don't know why Rashi points out it's all. I mean, I mean Rashi says it because the Gemara says it, but I'm just curious does anyone make any reason why they point out this whole thing? Usha, Parshat Pshat is no relevance. It just...
If Rabbi Yochanan heard it directly from them, maybe it is that he's making that point that when he was very young. Shamati Melchay Usha, you know, I heard it from them as they were traveling. You know, I don't know, maybe, you know, that he can't, you know, be so secure with it or something. He's not confident with it.
Okay. He wants to know which one. It seems this was Hokai Usha.
Not making it up himself. He heard a long time ago from Chacham from the Sanhedrin.
In other words, Usha was really the first stop. Yavne the Usha. I don't know. Yavne was not the Yavne was first was probably Yerushalayim, probably, but Yavne and Usha.
Tell me Yavne the Chachameh. So Yavne was probably the first Golas.
So Yavne,
well, they were already in Yavne by the time of the Korban. By the time of the Korban, they were already in Yavne.
So
Sanhedrin removed themselves from Lishka Sagazis like 50 years before.
Andy is saying he wants to point out that it was early, because Yavne, you know, if he would have said Shmati mi Sanhedrin, or even from Rabbi Yishmael, there could have been different times. So he's saying he wants to let you know the time span.
Why is it different when he would have said that they heard it when they were in the attic of someone's house, in the attic of someone's house?
Usually people explain why they say that.
No, they heard in the attic. Yeah, they heard. That's exactly where I heard it. They were traveling. It's like sitting in the attic. When it says the attic, it's like...
Well, it always seems to be when they're being mevaker.
Usually you'll find some mefarish. Yeah, I want to tell me it's not be drush. I know. They usually find some mefarish who will stop on that, why they pointed that out. You'll find the Maharal. I don't know. You'll usually find that they do. And when the Chazal said they're in the attic, they tell you that there's a reason why they said that. Okay. So I don't know. Okay. So then let's go further. So lo mechayev, v'shalem. So what does it say? Lo mechayev. This is the Gemara's question. And on the Giga Revi'a is lo mechayev, v'shalem, and a chatzi nezek. So the Negiga Revi'is, you're not chayev to pay nezek shalem. In other words, Afkan, Ad Gemara Shon Revi'is, Lo Mechazaka. Lo Mechayev L'shalem, and a chatzi nezek. So what's Rashi saying? So I think
Rashi's pointing out that it's not over there. It's only a proof to not say that you're going from nothing to nezek shalim. You're going from chatzi nezek to nezek shalim. So you might think that that's not a full proof because you're only changing the status from chatzi nezek to nezek shalim. So Rashi's pointing out that by calling that out, he's saying, no, this is a full proof that it's not a tam.
But then Rashi should have said that on the earlier step. Not, he's saying it's on the Gemara's question. He's not going on the original Rav Yochanan statement. Well, you said he should have been said that on the original Rav Yochanan statement. I think there's a chiddush in this Rashi. Lo mechayev the shalem and a chatzi nezek. If I was writing Rashi, I would have written it different. I would have written lo mechayev
nezek shalem
shalem nezek shalem. Right. In other words, the word is there's no chatzi nezek. The way the way like Tysus seems to say it in his answer. I don't know if you people read Tysus, but it's just that there's the if you look at the Riva, Omeri, the bottom Tysus. The saga died to the Maksha, the Hechiyo, Ma Otam, Hinoga, Gimu, Pamim, Nopak, Lame, Hasi, Nezek, the Nezek Shalim. You go to Nezek Shalim, Hokinami, Kin the Okla, Shoshan, Ramito, not name, it's just my, it's just okay. So what he should be is that you don't get to Nezek Shalim until the fourth time. That's like the emphasis. The emphasis of the question is, in other words, the Parshat shot is, of course.
Are we arguing over a day? Are we arguing over a day? Meaning with the, whether it's 3 years or 3 years and a day, the fourth year?
Four years.
Meaning after 4 years?
It has to be 4 years. Yes.
Because it's the, yes, once you're into four the fourth years. Year, it's comparable. Once
no,
you're into
after
the fourth
4 years. No. Just like it's a fourth negiga, it's 4 years. Yes. So again,
after three negichas, now it's after 3 years.
But you're not chayev until the fourth negiya. So the fourth, every negiya is like a year.
Once you're into the fourth year.
But I don't know. That's not, I don't think so. It means if every negiya is like a year. So therefore, if you need the fourth negiya, you need, it's 4 years. But let me get back to Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi, I think, should have written, Lo mechayiv l'shalem ad nezek shalem ad negiya revius afkan ad k'mar shal revius la'avi chazaka. The Rashi says lo mechayiv l'shalem en achatzi nezek. Of course, there's no, because there's nothing to be mechayiv on. There's nothing to be mechayiv on. You didn't gore yet. It's not you're chayiv. You're chayiv chatzi nezek. The chayiv chatzi nezek is for an animal which gored. In other words, pashup shat, we're upset with you. You should have watched your animal. So the chatzi nezek of the third time. It's because you should have watched your animal after two times. So what are you bringing in the paying chatzi nezek?
Is it possible that Rashi just had a problem with the lashon of the Gemara? It says lo mechayev. What does it mean lo mechayev? He is chayev.
It says lo mechayev.
Lo mechayev. What does that mean lo mechayev? We know that he is chayev.
Anegiyarvi is lo mechayev. You're not chayev.
But you are chayev. Yachayev in the first and second and third. So that's what Rashi is telling us, that the lashon when it says lamichayev, it means you're only chayev chatzin nezek. So there, that's chatzin nezek compared to the fourth time, it's considered lamichayev.
Okay, maybe because he wanted.
I mean, if he said nezek shalom, Reb Sandy, that wouldn't clarify it. Lamichayev, shalom nezek shalom.
Could be, but the question now is much less. If that's what Rashi is addressing, I think definitely the question is not the same as it was before.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
I was thinking that maybe there's a svara to say a boim ke'echad, and that's a Gemara's kasha, right? Kito v'yado boim ke'echad, which means that when you gore three times. So there is some havamina that it's boim ke'echad. So you should pay nezek shalem because it gored three times, right? See, we're looking at it, and that's the Gemara's answer, is that first you have to be a mu'ud, and then you get then you pay. You pay because you didn't watch the mu'ud. So first you need to become, the animal has to become a mu'ud. And then, if after the animal became a mu'ud, it goes and does a hezek, you're paying nezek shalem. But maybe the havamina held that that it should be born three times. The animal becomes a muad three times, so there's a yashris that for a muadik animal you pay nesek shanim. Right? In other words, let's say, for example, we'll say a possibility, just for, you know, crazy possibility. Maybe the reason why you pay nesek shanim is not because the Biden were poshea, but because you're chaya for your animal. If your animal did hezek b'mezid with rishis b'muid, so then you have to pay nesek shanim. It's a din that the Biden is responsible for the animal. It's your animal. So if your animal, right, there is such a sperm out there in Baba Kama, that you're achroy for your animal. So if your animal did it accidentally, not so bad. But if your animal did it with malicious, it's rishis. So then there's a bigger chiyuv on the animal, and you take over the chiyuv of the animal, so to speak. So if you have some kind of svara like that, that you take over the chiyuv of the animal, so then there's a svara that you should be chayiv on the third time, because bevas achas. The animal goes three times. So that means that we know on the third time he's a malicious animal. So then you should pay right then. Nezek shalim. Adama, you don't pay till you only pay chasi nezek. That means that the simen is only a simen on the till you get to the fourth time. And then that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, the Gemara's havamina was that the reason why you're paying is not because you were the Paiden were poshea, that they didn't watch the muad. They're paying because your animal's a muad. You have to pay nezek shanim for a muad. So then they said that it only became a muad on the fourth time. Not it didn't become on the muad on the third time. It's not true. If it became a muad on the third time, you would pay nezek shanim on the third time, because you pay nezek shanim when your animal's a muad.
Oh, it's machlokes then, Baba Kama. Whether the third time is a muad or the fourth time is a muad.
Okay, but the Gemara is assuming here, Pashup Shad Hoche Usha was assuming that the third time is a muad, and that was the diak. So the Gemara is asking that even Hoche Usha agree that you only pay on the fourth time. Machlokes and Baba Kama would be, are you paying on the fourth time or the fifth time? So he's saying, if you're only paying on the fourth time, so the way the Gemara is understanding it is that that's a simon that it only became a moon on the fourth time. Because the reason why you pay nezek shanim, the Torah says, if your animal is a moon, you pay for that. So that's what Rashi's saying. It's a little bit in Rashi's lashon. You're nishayim chatzi nezek. On the third goring, you're only paying chatzi nezek. Why are you only paying chatzi nezek on the third goring? The third goring, the animal's a muad already. Must be that the animal's not a muad yet. In other words,
does the havamina that I should have watched my animal different after the second time?
Because he should have watched. Then the havamina is.
That's what I'm having that trouble.
What's the Gemara's
that you're not paying because you should have watched your animal different. You're supposed to watch a tam, you're supposed to watch a muad, and especially there's a day that chatzi nezek tam is also not is memayna. So the fact that the animal is a tam or a muad, I mean this is not a pashup shot. I'm not saying this is the emes. But there's room for a havamina. We pass in Palgan, I don't know we pass, but there's a day of Palgan Niska Mamayna, which means that even Palgan Niska, even Chatzit Tam, you're also supposed to watch the animal. So if you're supposed to watch the animal Tam, and you're supposed to watch a Muad, so why does a Tam be Chatzit Nezek and a Muad be Nezek Shalik? So the simple answer, the real answer is, because even though you're supposed to watch a Tam and you're supposed to watch a Muad, but you're supposed to watch a muad more than you're supposed to watch a tam, because it's a bigger pshia. There are levels of pshia. Tam is a pshia, but muad is a bigger pshia. Okay, that's a simple answer. But maybe the Gemara and the Havamina didn't go with that answer. And the Gemara thought that no, that Be'etzem, you're Poshea. Once you're Poshea, you're Poshea. Bigger Poshea, smaller Poshea, that makes no difference. So the reason why Tam pays Chatzi Nezek is because the animal was a Tam. The animal didn't do it maliciously. It's a worse. The animal is a worse. It's not as bad as a hezek. He didn't do as bad as a thing. But when your animal is a muid, your animal did a worse thing. I remember such a svara in Baba Kama, someone saying such a thing, that you know that the wasn't that a when the Gemara on that Gimel Mabeit, where the Gemara says Adiraba. Ipcham is Davra. There was a svara there. It was such a svara. I don't remember. Gavanoso the Hazik is a chumra at the end of the day. Gavanoso the Hazik is a chumra. So is it, why is Gavanoso the Hazik a chumra? Right, so then maybe there's a svara that someone said such a thing. I don't remember my Baba Kama, but someone said that Kavanos and Isaac is mitzad the animal. Wasn't that in, over there on the on Dav Dawin in the Shita, the Marie Cohen Sadek, that the Gemara is debating, are you paying mitzad to bite him or mitzad the animal? Right, and that doesn't sound familiar in the Shita Mikobetzes.
Familiar, but that's about it.
Okay, there was the Gemara had a shaida whether Kavanos and Isaac is a kuda or a chumra. The Havamina thought that Kavanos, you know, the Mishnah says Lo Roy Zakaroy Zeh. So the Gemara thought that the way the Lo Roy was that Kavanos and Isaac is a kuda. The Gemara says Adirabba, Kavanos and Isaac is a chumra. So the shaida is what's the switch between the Havamina and Maskana and the Gemara? So the Marie going said, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, in the Shita, said that the Havamina was that you're paying mitzad the Baidim, mitzad the Baidim, because the Baidim was Pashaya. And therefore, when the animal is Kavanosa the Hazik, the Baal has more reason to be Potter. He's harder to watch. He's called Karev La'inas. Hard to watch. That Tosis says that over there in Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom. And the Havamina was that Kavanoso LaHazek makes it Karev La'Einus. There's less Pshi on the bow because the animal, it's not the bow's fault. The animal was hard to watch. And Hanoda Zek also makes it hard to watch. So the Shaida was, the Shita asked, what was the Gemara's Maskana? So he says, the Gemara's Maskana was that you're not paying because of the bow. You're paying because of the animal. Because you're chayah for your animal. So if your animal is kavanos l'Isaac, then there's more reason to make you pay. Right? I'm pretty sure that's what the Marim, it's in the Shita there on Daftal and Amin Aleph. So there is such a svara that you're paying because your animal is kavanos l'Isaac. So it according to that svara, it's nothing to do with the fact that you knew that it was a mu'ed. It whether the animal's a mu'ed. It's follows according to that svara. So if the animal becomes a mu'ed on the third time, so the vas'ach, you should be chayim on the third time. Why are you chayim on the fourth time? If kavanos l'hazik is a chumra, like that Shita Mikubetza says, because you should pay because your animal did a horrible thing and you're achroi for your animal, well, if your animal becomes a mu'ed after three times, so then your animal on the third time did a horrible thing.
What's the Gemara's response to that?
One second, when he did it the third time, it wasn't yet a mu'ed.
It's a simen. The third time is a simen that it is a mu'ed at that time.
So let's say he paid off the guy for the first two times. What? Should he now have to pay nezek showing to the previous
because
two times also?
No, those could have been a fluke.
No, but now that I know it's not retroactively.
No, we don't know that they weren't a fluke. They could have still been a fluke. One time can be a fluke.
Now that I see that it's not a fluke,
I'll say it again. Even after three times doesn't mean that all three weren't flukes. you can't have three flukes. Therefore, for sure, the third time wasn't a fluke. The first two times could have been a fluke. There's a 30% chance that the first time was a fluke, maybe not. If the first time wasn't a fluke, then for sure none of the Amor freaks. Second time, there's a 66% chance that it's not a fluke. And then we get to the third time, it's for sure not a fluke.
But if the fact now, that it's like Rabbi Ribiatch, he should live and be well, used to say, how do you know the first drop of the bucket by Rabbi Kiva, the first drop of the Rabbi Kiva on the stone, how the first drop did something? He says, if the first drop didn't do something, then the second drop is really the first drop, and the second drop didn't do anything.
Okay, but I don't need it. So that's Rabbi Ribiatch, but that's not to do it here. Over here, we're saying that you can't have three flukes. So the first, even after that, we say the third time wasn't a fluke, we're not denying that the first time might have been a fluke. And the first time could still been a fluke.
The response is not so great in the words, no? According to Rabbi, the Gemara's answer, right, is what? Hachia, the Gemara's saying, what should he pay? They're totally out to lunch. What do you mean, what should you pay? Did you miss what I said? I said that it's Gita V'yadim Banka Echad. Like, there's nothing to pay. Like, what? Like you totally not, they're not talking to each other.
No, because maybe Parshat Shat is the Gemara switching on this and the Shaita.
If the Havamina was the Gita V'yada, what do you mean there's nothing to pay? Hello?
You're right. So the Parshat Shat is that the Maskana is saying, not like me.
No, but that Gemara's not talking. The Gemara's not saying.
The Maskana is saying, Parshat Shat, that you have to be first a muad, and then that the muad has to go in and do the hezek, because. But the Havamina thought that
right.
You got the difference.
If I'm the Havamina, and my svara is that I'll bring you a raya. It doesn't happen to the fourth because you should have paid at the third. The third to pay right now. So now, if you're the Gemara's answer, how would you say it is?
Because the way it works is you have to first be a mu'ed and then you pay. Because because you need to be poshea on the mu'ed. Everyone thought.
T's pointing out that we could figure out from what the Gemara, what the Tartzin said, what he must hold, but it's not some zaf. He's not hitting the nail on the head.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, even Klaimar, once you take it, it's not hanging on the head, that Rashi says it's a Klaimar. Rashi on the top of Chavkai Saman Bay says, "Beida klaymar v'negiya revius the beinin ha'ine v'shem dino nagach la'achar shehusik ma yishane."
Meaning, it's explaining why it's the fourth year and after four negiyas.
Achar ha'ine v'shem dino nagach la'achar shehusik. You have to be nagach achar shehusik. But the Havamina held that you don't have to be nagach achar shehusik. You can be nagach with the husik. You know, that Rashi is saying you need to be nagach la achar shehusik. But the Havamina held that nagach with the husik. Okay, I know that's what I was. The Tavis don't say like me, but I think it sounds very good. With that sheet of a gubatis and Bamitsia, that the in Baba Kama, right? You can look it up. I don't have Baba Kama as far as
I found it, but it's hard to read. I don't know. It's hard.
Marie going.
I have a memory that we did this sheet of.
I'm down with them in Howard. You don't have it?
I think the last line. The guy be Karen Nami Lo Pasha Shalashama Yafa, keeping honest, that one?
I don't know. The Asik Katayda says that the Havamina was that Kavanasa Asik is a kula because it's hard to watch. So there's two pieces in the sheet. One's a short line and one a longer piece. The two pieces in the sheet. So what was the Gemara's Maskana? One be a short one from the Mari or something. And then
Mari, there's Mari Kat, but Mari Kat.
Mari Kat? What does Mari Kat say?
I mean, there's the piece says Venera Lemel appears read the Afagaf the Kabonos Lahazak, a filo Haki Petura, and came in Makum Shay Royal Chayva Bailum. That one, it's hard to know which piece could go in. They ain't Kabonos Lahazak with Turim from the Anas of Paam Yasa Bekavana, Yemishaloy Bekavana, Sisi, Kadela Chayva Bailum.
That's
the right piece. Okay. That's Evidama. I don't know. I'm saying that's
no, not Evidama. Before Evidama,
then it's just Saka doesn't beat the Hava.
Yeah, it goes, what, yeah, the tame alone, the Dirk, Atzma, look me, Pircha, the L, the Kabbalah, Nasr, Lahazak, Vahyachal, Mifrach, Ipcha, Kamashama, Maskana. I don't know, I'm not, I can't tell you, he says in Taisa's read, Kayan, Tzedek, that's what he says, it's from, I don't, it's hard to read it. Yeah, okay, anyway, I'll try and send it, please, but I, well, that's read Taisa's, but that's my answer. Okay, now obviously I'm not going to argue with Taisus, but I would say that the Gemara's Amina was that by Karen, by the real, because there's a question. The guys in my share asked me this question, and I told them that they don't know their Baba Kama, but maybe it's not such that it wasn't so bad. That if you hold Paga Niska Kanas Mamina, so what's the difference between the third time and the fourth time? So I said the difference is because even though it's Mamina, but it's a much bigger pshia on the fourth time than the third time. The third time is also Mamina, but the your poshea, but the fourth time is a bigger pshia. And that's why you pay Nezek Shaday for the fourth time, because it's a bigger pshia. But according to this shita, I don't remember who it was. It was either the Mari or the Mari going sad. There were two shitas there. The reason why you pay for the fourth time for the muad is because the animal is worse. The worst animal. You're paying for the animal. So then the Gemara is very good. According to that Havamina, Luyazuris three times does it, then it should be Bivasachas. And you should pay on the third time. And therefore, the Gemara must be saying it must be the fourth time does it. And for the Gemara, no, you got the wrong Hesber. And that the Hesber is you have to be a Mu'ed before you Goring. Is that you don't pay Pivas Achas. The Be'inin, Shete Dino Nogach Achas Shubs like my Yeshadim. You don't pay for the Gia when you have to, after you are. You came a muad. You're naga. Okay, then let's see to the bottom. Taisus, just to read it. I don't know if we'll have time to understand it. Okay, okay. We skip the first two taisus. The first top taisus four.
I think I might have found it. Just I'll try one more time. He says, "Loi koya kula v'chumer d'shein v'karen abaylam ela behema."
Oh, that's it. Okay, you got it. Right. In other words, Taisa, the Gemara's Havamina was that Kavanosa Lahazik and Anora Zeko are kudish. Taisa said, because it makes you into the Bidem is an Inus, because it's hard to watch. So then the Gemara says, the Hefa. So the shot is, why should it be the opposite? So he says, because we're not focusing on the Bidem, we're focusing on the behavior. Right? That's a piece. You can read it again. That's right. That's the right piece. Who is that?
This is the Umari Koyan Sedek.
Oh, okay. That sounds right. So what are the words again? What are the words?
The last line?
The one you just read. Yeah, you want to hear it
again? Umari Pirish, the Haid the Kamer V'Lav Kal V'Chayim V'Chulei, Loi Koy Akula V'Chumra D'Shem V'Karen, Abaylam Ela Abahema.
The Gemara's Havamina was a Kavanos Lahazak and Orezeka is a Kula on the Bainim. And then the Gemara said, Adarabba, it's not Kavachomer. It's not a Kula, it's a Chumra. So the reason why the Gemara is saying it's a Chumra is because we're focusing on the Behema. So if you're focusing on the Behema, so then you could say Bevas Achas. Yeah, I think that's okay. Okay, let's read the Taisa. So, okay, I think that is the right piece. Tema to read. You want if you can send it to me, it'll be good if you can send that piece. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna read the my baruch ha'ochi of mishar muad my osam hooksik nagin shosh pam imokinami hooksik shatchin shoshanim. The fact that you kept quiet three times is a raya that's not yours. In game, you show Shavay that come and they in other words, the fact that your hooks like Shatzman, so that means, I guess, that's a raya that's not yours. So it's the Gemara's question makes no sense. Because the Hokei Usha is very good. The three times make you into a mu'ud, make you a nakun. Why do you pay? You pay for the fourth time because that's because you didn't watch the nakhin. And here also, you become a shatkin three times. V'omeri, the sagadai, the demakshe, dogi always. Ma'os michinoga kimupom in nofak lay, mechatsi nezek shalim. Okinami, kimisha okla shalosh shalim, but o micha. So David says the Saga Daita, which means that the Maskana is dropping this. The Maskana is really holding like Tavis's Kasha. But the Saga Daita had a funny shot, which doesn't make any, I don't know what it is. Milsa below time. This is besides figuring out what that means, the milsa b'lo taima, it goes against our all Chofetz Chaim hashkafas. All Chofetz Chaim hashkafas in that the havamina is a pashtus and the maskana is a chiddush. Here, Tavis said that's what the maskana was pashtin. He answered the havamina at this funny chat, milsa b'lo taima. And the maskana is like I thought. Like I thought. Why did the Gemara have such a funny havamina? Unless we say like Shmuel said that the Gemara had this funny havamina because they felt that was the lashon of Hokayusha. So they, even though it made no sense, they felt it fitted into the lashon better. Right? Maybe that's why. So they had such a funny havamina. Okay, but what is this havamina? So the question is there a point to explain it, or just milsa b'lo taima? You know, you can't explain it. I don't know. I suspect people try to explain it, even though Taima says it's a milsa b'lo taima, because it has to have some semblance of logic.
It's too fast. Just I know we're going in the middle. What is the kashan? What is the teretz of Taisus?
Taivis' kasha was that he understood the Pashan way, not like I said, that you first the animal becomes a naklin, a mu'ud, and then because you didn't watch the mu'ud, you're chayev for paying. So it's very good. The animal becomes a naklin after three times, and therefore you pay on the fourth time. So the Gemara's question therefore makes no sense. The transformation occurred on the third time. The fact that you don't pay to the fourth time is because you're paying for not watching a mu'ud, but the transformation occurs on the third time. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara's kasha makes no sense.
Tosa is asking this question, is he basically saying the maskana? Is he saying the maskana is the one that makes sense to me, or he's saying something different than the maskana?
It could be saying that he's saying, I don't know. It could be he is saying the maskana. He's just saying this is what makes logical sense. If that's what the maskana meant, that's what the maskana, you know, it could be he doesn't know if that's what the maskana meant or not. In other words, he's like being neutral. If I don't understand the kasha, I can't know for sure what the word meant in the maskana. But what we thought the maskana is saying, Taivis is saying in his kasha, that's pashut. It's very simple. The animal becomes a nakun on the third time. And therefore, you pay on the fourth time.
That was when he is explaining the havamina, he's saying, "Kevan shachalos shaloshanim v'lomicha nafkan lemishus mocher lemishus lokeach." Is he saying that now is when it's happening? You know, that at the end, is that, that at the end of 3 years now there's a transformation, or it's like,
no, that's when it's happened. And the Gemara, according to that Havana, it should only happen on the fourth time, just like on the Nezek.
Right, no, but okay, whether it's after the 3 years or after the 4 years, but is now it's when it's happening, or this is shows to me that, you know, it was always
now it's happening.
Now it's happening.
And there's some kind of, the Gemara understood there's a milsav el taima. And then the Gemara's answer, Hashib Shad, is brings back Taibis as Havamina. I mean, in other words, that would be the Chara, that's Shad and Taibis, because this is only Gasal Gadaita. So the Maskana is Taibis' answer. Taibis and his Havamina doesn't have to know what the Maskana is, because they know what the Kash is. But Taibis is, according to Taibis, the Gemara is Maskana is my Havamina. But the Gemara had its Sal Gadaita, some funny thing. Okay, I think we're gonna. So we have to figure out a little bit what this milsa b'al time is.
What are the words of Tyson's parents? Just to set up, how is it any different than in his kasha? How does this explain why it's only after 4 years?
Because it's that we're working at milsa b'al time. Tyson understands that the logic of Shor HaMu'ed is not like I said, that because you didn't watch your doctrine, you pay on the next time. So then the logic is really the chazaka is changing you on the three times. But if we're milsa b'al taima, then we're not looking at the logic, we're just looking at the bottom line. The bottom line is that you go from chatzi nezek to nezek shalem on the fourth time. So with the milsa b'al taima is just like there, you got to the nezek shalem the fourth time. Here also, you get this change on the fourth time.
That's so when Tosfos says the words, Mechinagach gimel po'amim nafak, he really means nafak b'pam revi?
No. He was explaining what the Gemara. Gemara means, this is before the Gemara asked the Kasha. Mema osa mechinagach gimel po'amim nafak le'mechatzi nedeshav hokinami. And then the Gemara, this is before the Gemara asked this Kasha, that you need the fourth time. So he's going on the earlier step of the Gemara. So the question is, how did the Gemara understand the earlier step that they're asking a question on? So he's saying the earlier step was the Gemara understood what you're working with, that you go from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalem. And they're saying, and that happened the third time. So Gemara says, that's not true. That doesn't happen to the fourth time.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stop. So we should, let's try and, I'd like to see Shmuel's, that Baba Kama, but I want to try and work on this Taivis a little bit more. And the next Taivis also, I think, is a very important Taivis. That's my recollection. But we'll see. Okay. All right, Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.